Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, August 28, 2012, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Taylor St. Theos reporting. Over the past several weeks, we have received reports from flight attendants who have experienced difficulties when attempting to use our contractual cabin jump seat authority, or CJA, as provided in Section 4R. Based on AFA's continued advocacy and your reports from the field, the August 22, 2012 edition of In-Flight Services Weekly has provided a clarification on the procedures to be used when requesting CJA travel. We recommend that you keep a copy of these procedures with you should you encounter difficulties. The standard procedures to be used when processing flight attendant cabin jump seat authority travel are mutually understood by airport operations and flight operations personnel. When traveling CJA, keep in mind the following clarifications published by the company. There is no paperwork for you to fill out at the gate. If you are cleared to an actual jump seat, the agent will print a jump seat authorization and hand it to you. Present the authorization and your company ID badge to the lead, FSC, ISM, or purser. Introduce yourself to the flight deck when you present the authorization form and company ID. Should you experience any difficulties or have any questions, contact your local council office. Yesterday, the Joint Negotiations Committee, or JNC, attended a meeting with the company to introduce themselves to each other and to make some brief opening remarks regarding their views for bargaining that lies ahead. Neither the JNC nor United Management made any contract proposals at the meeting. Their first piece of business will be to agree on a protocol for conducting negotiations which will cover most logistical issues like where they will meet, how often, setting the agenda, and a calendar. The JNC has set up a new joint newsletter, and on September 17, 2012, a separate joint website will be launched. To receive the new JNC updates, we encourage all flight attendants who have not already done so to sign up for the Flight Attendant Negotiation Network or FAN newsletter. In joining the FAN, it will assure that you get accurate, relevant, and timely negotiation update. Members of the FAN get negotiations-related information first. To sign up, visit our website today. Earlier this month, we reported that since ratification of our new 2012-2016 agreement, and many of our improvements have been implemented, the company has updated our Contract Interpretation Committee on their progress in automating and remaining provisions to be implemented. A number of these items previously scheduled for implementation in September and October were delayed due to automation programming associated with the changes to the 767ME requirements. Please visit our website for updated implementation schedule. Beginning with the September schedule month, our contract Section 18B2 provides that a flight attendant shall receive full vacation accrual provided she or he has completed a minimum of 97 hours and 30 minutes of paid activity in each quarter of the 12-month period ending in the August schedule month prior to the vacation year. If a flight attendant flies less than the 97 hours and 30 minutes of paid activity in each quarter, they will accrue 1/24th of the full vacation accrual for the calendar quarter for every 16 hours and 15 minutes of paid activity in that quarter. If a flight attendant flies less than 16 hours and 15 minutes of paid activity in that quarter, no vacation will accrue. For more information about the new vacation accrual, please visit our website. As a result of Tropical Storm Isaac, operations on the East Coast and throughout the system has been affected. Please review our guide to irregular operations located on our website and contact your local council if you have any questions. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.